Yo, what's up? Welcome to Kind of Feudy, the original trivia game, now trivia show hosted by yours truly. I'm joined today by Tim, Greg, and the new champion, Andy Cortez. Andy, how does it feel to be champion?
What a mistake to give the trophy to Roger.
No, it wasn't given to Roger. When the trophy is defended every week, and every week it is just up for grabs. Roger didn't have it. He wasn't playing on my behalf. I would never do that.
But, I mean, Roger was defending it for you, though.
The only way this trophy ever leaves my hands is that I'm not here.
He had it in
But guess position. What? Pink, pink, red, red. My name's Greg, and you're all dead.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
Let's fucking go. Whoa. I got bars. Whoa. Is that We're Riz? Do I have Riz now?
Oh, that's definitely that's
Coke.
I hate this end. No, do not get this man a Coke. How do not do it.
I'm going to get a Coke.
No. Oh, God. The show.
Jesus Christ.
No. The show already has enough chaos. No, I have to admit something to you. Bless.
What up?
A couple weeks ago, I had that, and then I lost that. Mm-hmm. What if I told you I did it on purpose? Because it doesn't match the aesthetic of my desk. It was on my desk, and I didn't like how it made my desk
look. He's such a lie.
Wow. That's what happened.
Wow.
That's what
happened. Terrible fucking excuse.
That's what happened. I'm telling you.
God, this damn.
Greg believes me.
Greg is first. Getting performance-enhancing drugs right now.
Ah, fuck, here we go.
This is so unfair.
I'm glad that the Coke is catching on, because I feel like I was the only person for a little bit there that was drinking the Coke. I'm glad Greg is on the Coke train
I also
now.
Had, like, 5 of those fucking gigantic Oreos. Let me tell you, I got a calorie intake today, boys.
Oh, boy. All right, let's get into it. The rules are simple. I've surveyed over 1,200 members of the Kind of Funny audience on a number of prompts. Each round, I'm going to read to you a prompt and will ask each of you which answer you think the Kind of Funny best friends gave the most. I've narrowed down to 5 answers per prompt. If you give a correct answer, the more popular the answer, the more points you'll
receive. I'm saying them back.
For example, I might ask you to name an incredible open world RPG. If Greg's says Skyrim and it's number 1, that'll net him 50 points. If Tim says The Witcher and that's number 2, that'll net him 40 points. If Andy says Fallout 3 and that's number 3, that'll net him 30 points, and so on and so forth. It's round robin. Each player will get a max of 2 guesses per round. Last place goes first after the first round. Whoever gets the most points after 5 rounds wins. How's that sip of Coke?
It's good.
Yeah.
All right. It just smacks you in the mouth. You know what I mean?
John Wick quote wrong.
What was the
and
quote? I
he attributed it to Bill and Ted.
He said, I'm thinking. What'd you say?
I'm feeling a bad.
I'm feeling a bad.
Contestants, are you ready?
Yeah.
Number 1. Give me the name of your favorite video game horse.
Nice.
Give me the name of your favorite video game horse. Andy, you're a current champion. You go first.
Outrageous. I should go.
Epona.
Andy says, Epona. Epona is our 40 point answer.
Thank you.
Tim Geddes.
No, what? Come on. I don't get to go next. I gave him the fucking trophy.
That's not number 1?
You should have been here last week.
You suck. I don't like
it.
You. Your glasses are nice.
Should have defended. Thank you.
Fucking A, dude.
That was number 2 most popular answer.
That's not it.
Yeah, but I can't believe that was number 1. And I'm also at a loss here. You know, I'm not a Witcher guy, so I don't know what the fuck that thing's called. I'm going to go, man, you know what? Ponyta.
Oh,
nice. Oh,
that's nice. Very good.
That Ponyta.
That's really good.
Tim says Ponyta. Ponyta is not
Damn
on
it.
Our list.
It's all BS.
Greg
Blessing
Miller.
Number 1 with a bullet. Bear, write down my 50 points. Roach.
Writing
Greg
it down.
Says Roach. Roach is indeed the 50 point answer. Tim, that is the Witcher.
Yeah.
Horse.
Yeah. Sounds right.
I could have. Did you not watch the Witcher show?
He's too busy watching 19 seasons of The Bachelor.
And Pokemon.
And Succession.
Jerking it off nonstop.
Is a horse in The Bachelor that you're jerking off?
I think he's jerking off while he's watching The Bachelor.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
It turns into a writer.
He ain't even had a Coke.
Andy, we're back to you.
Torrent.
Andy says Torrent.
Elden Ring?
Torrent is our 10-point answer.
Okay. Not bad. Not bad.
Now, I need to clarify something because I think I wrote something down wrong. Andy, your first answer was opponent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. I wrote down Tim's name. Let me make sure I don't fuck that up. All right, next up, Tim Geddes.
Rapidash.
Honestly, that's where my head's at. Greg, can I get in your head for a second?
Please.
Let me get in there. This is a Greg Miller answer.
Mm.
Yoshi.
That's not bad.
Because he's kind of like a horse.
That's pretty good. I mean? He's a dino horse.
And people are dumb.
Tim says Yoshi. Yoshi is not.
Damn it. Oh, 10 points have been so stoked.
BS.
Greg Miller.
Horsey McHorseface.
Is that a character?
Lock it in. Nah, you know, this is what people call the bridges all the time and stuff. I've seen that.
Bodie McBoatface.
I would go with the horse from Ghost of Tsushima, but we named it, right? So it's got like 15 names, or am I wrong about that? Did we just pick what it looked like?
Yeah,
I can't
you
remember.
Pick three. And then I'm not gonna spoil it.
I mean, I played the
it
game.
It evolves. Rapid Ash.
I will take that as an answer.
Oh, sure, then I'll take that. Yeah, please. Names. Yeah, Ghost of Tsushima horse.
Wait, I mean, you gotta fucking name it, bro. What the fuck?
You just said
I'll take it. Because it has multiple names, I'll take
Sorry, Ghost. Harry fucking Potter.
You think you could just say Ghost of Tsushima horse?
He knows that there's three different names.
Why are you fucking kidding?
Why are you arguing with the man who made the show?
What? It has multiple names.
Why is that okay? You're a
fair and just God blessing.
It doesn't matter. He's not gonna get any points.
Greg says Ghost of Tsushima horse. That is our 20-point answer.
Thank you.
That is bullshit, dude.
Now, here's the thing, Andy.
Bullshit.
Is it bullshit, or is that what people wrote in? Because if that's what they wrote in.
How's that sound? Floppy arms?
That is bullshit. This is what I'll say. The people were also split on how to say this one.
That
because
is
I
bullshit.
Got,
I'm with Andy.
That's bullshit.
You can take it up with the highest court in the land, the kind of feudy court. The only judge is
Tim, you should have said Witcher horse, dude.
Dude, I was going to say, is there a horse in Skyrim? I imagine so. Skyrim horse?
The full answer for this one was Sora slash Nobu slash Kage slash Ghost of Tsushima horse. Because enough people did write in where I was like, all right, we just got to bundle that
looks
up.
Like it looks like a bunch
Fair?
Of boats got broken.
Honest
up.
Calls it on the middle. That's why we like blessing.
You'd be so mad if it were me doing this. You'd be so mad.
I would. You know what I mean? Play it as it lies. We all know how it is out there.
This is BS. Oh my god.
With that, Greg got 50 points with Roach. Andy got 40 points
Video
with Epona.
Horse.
Greg got 20 points with Sora slash Nobu slash Kage slash Ghost Stream Horse, and Andy got 10 points with Torrent. The 30 point answer that none of you guys got: aggro. From Shadow of the Colossus.
That was bad. I'm sorry, Bless. I let you down.
I thought you were going to go there. Yeah. You there.
Could they have said Shadow of the Colossus?
How do you spell that?
No. A-G-G-R-O.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's the dopest theme song, man.
Yeah, man.
Here it comes.
We're playing a video game one time.
Just to make sure Tim didn't get any this round, correct?
Tim did not get any this round.
We were playing Elden Ring the other day, and I was like, Mike, let me de-aggro him. And Mike was like, I don't know what the fuck de-aggro means. What do you think de-aggro means in a video game?
I mean, I know. Well, you draw aggro, right? When you tank and you want somebody to come attack you. So de-aggro would get him off of whatever he's attacking.
He just acted like it was the most rare video game
term of all
time.
Do you think Mike plays games that have strategy? Do you think Mike plays? I mean, they probably do, and he just skips the scenes, the cutscenes and the tutorials.
I was so furious. What do you mean, what is de-aggro? You played WoW for fucking like 10 years. Jesus.
In third place after the first round is Tim motherfucking Geddes with 0 points in second. In second place is Andy Nitro Rifle Cortez with 50 points. And right now, after the first round, Greg motherfucking Miller is in first place with a deserved 70 points.
I don't like the fucking add-on right there, Barrett. Mute your mic.
Deserved.
As we roll in to round number two, what's the best-looking home games console?
Oh, baby.
What is the best looking home games console? Like, not arcade.
I like this a lot.
Okay.
Starting off, Tim Geddes.
Do not fuck me, you guys. It's the PlayStation 2. That thing is a thing of beauty. The colors, the sleek lines, the black and the blue.
It's sexy, yeah.
Tim says the PlayStation 2. The PlayStation 2 is our 10-point answer.
Fuck all of you, you tasteless.
What?
Oh, disgusting. Bite my tongue for now.
Andy, you're up next.
I can't believe that. I can't fucking believe that. You got fucked, dude. You got fucked so hard right there, bro.
God damn,
dude. Oh my god. I'm gonna go with the
There's been a lot of ugly ass consoles, y'all.
I'm gonna go with the PS4.
Andy's going with the PS4. The PS4 is our 40-point answer.
Thank you. Thank you.
Greg Miller.
Barrett, give me the 50 points, the PlayStation 5.
Oh, you better not.
I'm gonna give you the 10 points there.
Greg says the PlayStation 5. The PlayStation 5 is our number one answer.
What? You all have no fucking taste.
What?
Stay away from a house. Get the fuck away. You don't deserve love in your life if you think that's a pretty looking console.
What was the specific prompt? Like, what's the wording on there?
What's the best looking home games console?
Holy shit. Fucking
a number one
Stockholm
answer.
Y'all are a bunch of fuckers, dude.
Perverts. Oh. Perverts, all of you.
A number one answer is indeed the PS5.
Coke is good. God is good. Blessing is good. Kind of Beauty is good.
PlayStation fans don't deserve anything, dude.
Oh my god.
Tim Geddes, we're back to you. There's still the 20-point answer remaining and the 30-point answer remaining. So far, we're 3 for 3 for guesses.
Oh, man. There's an answer that I'm not going to say because I just don't agree with it, and I don't fucking respect it. So I'm going to go with something that's very respectable that you can take with you on the go, and it's the GameCube.
Yeah, there it is.
Good answer. It has a handle.
There it is.
Tim says the GameCube. The GameCube is our 30-point answer.
Cute there little it is. Guy.
The cute little boy.
He's good. He's real good.
Yeah.
There is one answer remaining on the table. It is our 20-point answer. Andy, can you get it?
You got it.
I want to go with my heart.
I feel like your heart is the one I'm talking
about. When she's
about.
Calling to you.
The PS1 tiny little mini.
The mini. Oh, wow. The PS1 ONE.
Yeah, the One ONE. Yeah, that's the one that I'm always talking about as my favorite looking console. Hmm. That's my heart answer.
Hmm. Andy is saying the PS1 ONE.
Oh, sorry.
It's not on the list.
Damn it.
The gray was too gray on the PS1.
Oh, I loved it. It's so it was such a little round edges. It was so modern and sleek looking.
Can I guess what the other one was?
When I
saw Greg Miller size, the final guess.
Xbox Series X.
Greg says the Xbox Series X. Xbox Series X. It's our 20-point answer.
That's thank a you. Dumbass answer.
Wow.
That's was a very straight-up dumb fucking answer.
Like, now that we're through this, I was so upset when I compiled these answers. Because I agree. These answers are dumb. These are terrible answers.
The Series S is pretty.
Series S is pretty.
What about the what about the Xbox great. One from last gen?
Like Xbox One X.
The one that the one that the Series S looked like.
One X.
The One X.
Yeah.
Love that thing.
The white one.
That wasn't there that much, no.
Oh, yeah. That was a nice
one. Well, the One X was black.
PlayStation audience don't care about the Xbox like that.
It was white, but they look very similar.
Right.
And they're both very sexy.
I was upset there was no Wii. I like the way the Wii console
looks. I thought that the Super Famicom was
Super Famicom is also the other
Super
part
Famicom is hot.
Yeah.
That's his one. I fucking hate that thing.
One of the Ataris is hot. There's like one that like looks like a, I don't know how to describe it. It looks like it has like kind of wooden texture. Yeah, exactly. That Atari, I think, is one of the best PS5 looking things ever.
Well, you can get the Atari VCS or whatever it is, right? That has that same wood paneling right now.
Yeah.
Do you think these brainless trogs thought that Blessy was asking, like, what has the best looking graphics?
Yeah.
Maybe, dude.
PS5 is an atrocious looking fucking
device.
First off,
it's gorgeous.
It is so gross looking.
My entire
God forbid it has an identity. You know, that's your problem.
It looks so terrible.
The PS5 does not look better in anyone's room than mine, and it looks like garbage.
With that, Greg got 50 points with PS5. Andy got 40 points with PS4. Tim got 30 points with the GameCube. Greg got 20 points with the Xbox Series X. Tim got 10 points with the PS2. How fucking dare y'all with the PS2 under the Xbox Series X? Fuck y'all.
I can't believe it.
Barrett, what's the score?
Right now, Tim is finally on the board in third place with 40 points. Ahead of him is Andy Nitro Rifle Cortez with 90 points. And in the lead, getting further and further from the two other jabronis over there, is Greg CEO Senior Miller with 140 points.
100 more points than me.
That's the power of sugar, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm, mm.
Ghost of Tsushima horse of PS5. Can there be any more of a bullshit fuck? I can't believe this.
As we roll into round number 3, name a game that lets you go to the moon.
Oh.
Name a game that lets you go to the moon. Tim Geddes.
Mario Odyssey.
Tim says Mario Odyssey. That is indeed our 50-point answer. Andy Cortez.
A great answer, Tim.
Thank you.
Prey.
Andy says Prey. Prey is not on the list.
It's in the fucking name of the game.
Prey Moon.
Moon Crash. Yeah. Greg Miller.
Deliver Us the Moon.
Greg says Deliver Us
this
the Moon.
Better not be on it.
Deliver Us the Moon is not on the list. And we're back.
Doors open. Doors open, boys.
To Tim Geddes.
Door open.
I
He's thinking real hard.
I'm going with my heart on this one because it's one of the dopest boss fights in recorded video game history. Super Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island. Mm.
Tim is saying Super Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island. Super Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island, not on the list.
You know who else is a dark horse? Kage from Ghost of Tsushima, the horse.
Well, he was Nobu from here. Which I named whatever the hell his name was, I forget.
Didn't remember it.
Next up, Andy Cortez.
Mass Effect.
Andy says Mass Effect.
Really?
Mass Effect is our 30-point answer.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Greg Miller.
Borderlands, the pre-sequel.
Greg says Borderlands, the pre-sequel. Sorry. It's not on the list, but I'm only laughing because I forgot that game existed. Yeah. And that would have been a really good guess, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
With that, at 10 points, you would have guessed Wolfenstein, the New Order. You go to the moon in that game. I didn't know that because I only said Wolfenstein 2. 2, you go to Mars. Yeah. At 20 points, Portal 2. Portal 2.
Oh, yeah.
Pivotal moment in that game. At 40 points, we would have guessed Destiny / Destiny 2.
That wizard came
from
the moon.
That's a really good
one. Destiny / Destiny 2.
We went to the moon in 1969.
Not
1968, but a year later.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. With that, Stevens, Andy got 30 points with Mass Effect. Tim got 50 points with Mario Odyssey. Barrett, what's the score?
Right now, in third place, is still Tim motherfucking Geddes, but he's gaining some ground now with 90 points. In second place is still Andy the Nitro Rifle Cortez with 120 points.
Damn, you caught up, motherfucker.
And still somehow in first place, even though he got nothing in that last round, is Greg CEO Senior Miller with 140 points.
Anybody's
after
game.
That round, it's truly anybody's game.
Anybody's
love
game.
To hear that.
Number 4. Give me the name of a Jackbox trivia game you love to play with friends.
Fuck my ass.
Give me the name of a Jackbox trivia game that you love to play with friends. Tim Geddes.
Quiplash.
Tim says Quiplash. Quiplash is our number one answer. That's going to give you 50 points. Next up, Andy Cortez.
Faking it.
Andy says faking it. Faking it. Is our 10-point answer.
Oh, go to hell.
I hate that we have the same pool of information of party modes where I was like, Quiplash, fake yeah, it, that's fuck. It.
Oh.
Greg Miller's thinking.
It's like I can picture all the fucking key arts, you know, that have all the boxes piled up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. I love
you.
Me
act like you fucking, you know. You gotta act like you know what I'm fucking talking about. We only play these two games. I'm sure we played other ones. There's the alien one.
Oh, we're gonna give them fucking points for that.
I mean, if that's what they wrote in, if they wrote in the alien right. one
for that, well, I'll need that.
You need a name for it. Okay, cool. You don't know Jack. Is that one? That's one of them, right? Isn't it?
It is.
Okay, I'm saying that one.
Greg says you don't know Jack. You don't know Jack. Is not on
damn,
the list.
Enough.
That's bullshit, though. Should have been.
It was written in quite a bit, but it's not on the list.
Yeah.
Next up, we're back to Tim Geddes.
Awful, man.
I thought you had it.
Drawing a blank.
I thought you had it.
No, he's doing a joke. He's doing this.
Drawful.
He's doing jokes. He's doing jokes. A blank. I hate it when he does jokes.
Tim says, drawful.
40 points, baby.
Drawful is our 20-point answer.
Fuck you. What?
You got it?
Andy Cortez.
Which answers are left?
The 40-point answer and the 30-point answer. Currently, the answers that have been taken
You're
20
points behind, too, so like this would put you in the lead if you get either of them.
Murder.
Quiplash with the 50-point answer.
So close. Oh,
yeah. Drawful with the 20-point so answer. Close. Faking it with the 10-point answer.
Murder.
Well, Zach, can you speak up? I didn't hear.
Murder's gonna
I gotta get a little bit louder and clearer.
I'm not helping you. I have it though.
Yeah, help
Murder,
me.
She wrote.
Murder, she wrote. Murder. Look at a tip right here. You're giving me nothing, man. Um Murder trivia. Trivial. Murder.
Don't help him. Don't help him.
I help him. Shit.
Murder trivia. Time.
Andy says murder trivia time. Murder trivia time is not on the list.
But is trivia murder party on the list?
I mean, is that the answer Greg's going to give?
I fucked up. Fucking idiot.
I fucked up.
I'd like to say murder trivia party.
Murder trivia party is not on the list. At 40 points, we'd have guessed trivia murder party. Trivia murder party. At 30 points, we'd have guessed fibbage.
Fibbage, yeah.
What's the freestyling one?
Fuck, I don't
know. It was called like Rhyme City or Rhyme bullshit.
Oh, I forget. Yeah, I forget what that one was called.
It was like Beat Down in Rhyme City or something like that?
No, that's a different game. That's an indie
video game.
Well, now I gotta look. And also, let me double check, because now y'all got me questioning Trivia Murder Party. I think that's the word.
That's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. There was also TKO. That would have been our sixth answer.
No.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. With that, Tim got 50 points with Quiplash. Tim got 20 points with Drawful. Andy got 10 points of faking it. Barrett,
close.
What's the score?
Madverse City.
Madverse City, that's what it was.
Right now, in third place, is Andy Nitro Rifle Cortez with 130 points. In second place, with 140 points, is Greg, CEO Senior. And right now, after an amazing round, catching all the way back up, Tim motherfucking Geddes with 160 points in first place.
Right, it's 20 truly points.
Anybody's game.
20 points ahead of Greg Miller as...
He'll fucking brick it on this round. It'll be fine.
As we roll into our fifth and final round, name the best robot companion in a game. Name the best robot companion in a game. Andy Cortez.
When did you put this pull up?
I want to say about 4 weeks ago.
Okay.
Ooh.
Changes things.
It does.
Actually, this might have been right before break. So I was mid-December.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Man, I'm kind of fucked here. I don't got nothing. The one from Fallout.
I'm gonna need some more information.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. I'm gonna need some more information.
Right. I'm gonna go with ED.
ED. Like E as in education.
EDI.
Andy says EDI. EDI is not on the list.
From Mass Effect.
Yeah, of course.
Mm. Next up, we got Greg Miller.
He's big at his face. I don't like it.
Well, it's because, like, you know, this is a tough one. Because you can go recent, you can go a bit deeper, but then how does that change things?
All right.
Because it all comes down to this.
Sure, you know what
I mean? I could use the number one answer. I can't fuck
sure
it
does.
Up.
Yeah,
I can't
sure
fuck
does.
It up.
It does. I mean, you got a lot. Got so much help already throughout this whole round. Yeah, so
it's been one of those amazing games.
Various, you know.
I'm going to say it. I think that a more recent answer might benefit me, but I'm going to say Clank.
Fuck you! No!
Greg says Clank. Clank is our 50-point answer.
God damn it!
Fuck.
Ah!
Oh, fuck.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, that puts me in a very bad spot.
Tim Geddes, we're on you.
That was my. I fucking got it. And I have two other ones that are debatably a 10-point answer. Like, I don't think that they're going to be good. But. Fuck it. Guilty Spark.
Tim says Guilty Spark.
Man, I didn't think it was possible. Like, I thought.
You got to rap on Tim Geddes, everybody.
Guilty Spark is not on the list.
Well,
who is Guilty Spark?
He's in Halo.
Oh, gotcha. And we're back to Andy Cortez. Pretty name the best robot companion in a game.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
So far, only one answer has been taken. Andy says GLaDOS. GLaDOS is not on the list.
Wow.
Greg Miller.
Stimpak BD1.
Greg says BD1. BD1 is our 40-point answer.
Man, you got dominated, bro.
We got his ass.
Hey, Tim, do you want to try for one of these other answers?
Do you let the door open for Greg?
I do. I'm going to come in with the 30-point answer.
Guilty Spark.
Kate Sith.
Tim says Kate Sith.
From Kate, Final Fantasy VII.
Kate Sith?
No chance.
Is not on the list.
Well,
here's what I'll say.
Can I get...
if you want to guess.
Was Wheatley on there?
Wheatley was the 10-point answer.
Thank you.
Who's Wheatley?
Portal 2.
From Portal.
Oh, okay.
Your actual companion. Yeah. Well, I guess GLaDOS was a companion halfway through the game. Spoilers. but I did have like tiebreaker options. One of the tiebreaker options at 6th place would have been BT from Titanfall. 7th place, Legion from Mass Effect. 8th place was GLaDOS in the tiebreakers. At 10 points, you would have had Wheatley. At 20 points... HK-47 from KOTOR.
Okay, cool.
At 30 points, Claptrap.
Freak. I'm surprised no one... where was the guy from Fallout 4, the Nick Valentine?
Nick Valentine? Yeah. A few people wrote him with Nick Valentine.
Okay. Yeah.
So where was
he was more than a robot.
Well, where was Guilty Spark or Kate Sith?
I don't think I saw those at all.
Oh, no, weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
I don't think there was one right in that one.
Yeah, man. You guys are going to understand when Rebirth comes out.
With that...
Is that a doll? You're like, no, it's a robot.
Greg got 40 points with BD1. Greg got 50 points with Clank. Barrett, what's the final score?
The final score. In third place, Andy Nitro Rifle Cortez with 130 points. Second place, just a little bit ahead of him, was Tim motherfucking Geddes, who fell and then rose and then fell again with 160 points. And our leader, our champion, Greg Miller, is in first place with 230 points.
New just record dominated.
New record for me.
A whole lot of points.
Just dominated.
I'm sure one week I won't be here again, and Raj will come in and barf up a bunch of SpaghettiOs.
That's what he does.
That's exactly what he did last week.
Yeah.
Please.
Keeps eating them SpaghettiOs.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a blessing. That's been Tim. That's been Greg. That's been Andy. This has been another edition of Kind of Feudy, your Patreon-exclusive show. And until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.
Remove Ghost of Tsushima PS5.